Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's just you and me, and I have my 2009 predictions, the ones I did last year, a year ago right now, and what happened, and my score. Here's my first prediction. Main Street and small businesses, not Wall Street, will suffer the most in 2009. That's what I said a year ago. And what's been the result? We've had major small business failures. Unemployment is at 10.2%. But where's the Dow right now, you know? Well, it's up 55% from where it was in March. It's only up 35% or so from the beginning of the year, but from March when it was at its lowest, up 55%. So that prediction is, I was right on. Plus one for me. Wall Street has done just fine to a large degree, because primarily Wall Street's done so well on the backs of those unemployed, because all those people who are unemployed lowered the operating expenses of those corporations, and their earnings went up and the stocks went up. So Wall Street did good. Main Street, not so much. Plus one for me, unfortunately. My next prediction for 2009, the recovery will begin in the second half of 2009. What really happened? Technically, the recession ended in the second quarter. Third quarter of 2009, the recovery officially began. It didn't feel like a recovery because of the high unemployment and so many other problems, but technically that's what happened. So that's plus one for me. Prediction, the credit crisis will hurt business startup opportunities. I predicted a year ago when a lot of other people were not doing this. A lot of people disagreed with me about this. But I predicted that startups, that this recovery would be different because the startup opportunities were not going to be as good as in past recoveries because of the lack of credit. Startups, they literally get out of the ground based on the personal assets and the credit of the founders. And when both of those things, the assets are diminished, as they have been through home ownership, for example, home equity, and through lack of individual credit, through credit cards, that kind of thing, that is going to hurt startups, I said a year ago, and I was right, because new startups are at record lows. Plus one for me. Retailers and big ticket sellers will suffer the most in 2009. Well, that was an easy one, wasn't it? Anybody could have called that one. Plus one for me. Retailers and any big ticket sellers require credit from consumers in many cases. The big ticket sellers have required the buyer to have some kind of ability to stretch the payments over time. And that's been happening with credit cards over the last several years. And as we know what's been happening with credit cards. So that was a plus one for me. Here's another prediction. The Obama administration will produce a successful small business economic relief plan. Well, they produced an economic relief plan, but it was late and it wasn't successful. So I shouldn't have said successful. So that's minus one for me. I missed that one. Prediction. Community banks will thrive in 2009. I said a year ago that the bright spot of 2009 would be the independent community banks, and except for those states where they were hardest hit by speculation, like Florida, California, Arizona, Nevada, and also in the Atlanta area, except for those areas, community banks have been the bright spot in the economy, and they have been ready, standing by, willing and able to loan money to small businesses. Now, small businesses aren't asking for that money. They haven't demanded loans. And that's what my bankers are telling me. But they still have been ready, and they have been the bright spot. So I'm taking that one. Plus one for me. Prediction. Unprecedented government intervention will not bear economic fruit until the second half. I predicted that all the money that they were talking about spending, we weren't going to see any benefit from that until at least the second half of the year. And really, Cash for Clunkers is the main thing you can point to. Was it? I'm not pointing out that this is a good thing to do. I'm not saying that what they did was the right thing to do. I just said that it wouldn't bear fruit until the second half, and that was Cash for Clunkers in the third quarter. Plus one. Next prediction. The Obama administration will not push the pro-union Employee Free Choice Act in 2009. They pecked around at it. They talked about it. But they really didn't push it because the only thing that was on their mind? Only one thing. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Health care. So I got that one right. Congress, here's the next prediction. Congress will not pass a cap and trade bill in 2009. Well, the House passed one, but the Senate didn't. So I got that one right. House 1, Senate 0. Congress did not pass that bill. Look for it coming up. They're not going to stop. They just aren't going to keep pushing it. So that's a plus one for me. The Obama, and by the way, some of these things are going to be, we'll be talking about them a little bit more in my 2010 predictions, because these things kind of roll over. Some of these things don't go away. Next prediction. The Obama administration will not recommend any tax increases. Well, the reality is that there were no new taxes, but many were recommended. I shouldn't have said recommended. So that's a minus one. That's a minus one for me. I missed that one. And the next prediction, the Obama administration will push hard for health care reform in 2009. And when we come back after these messages, I'll comment on that and give you my score. So far, I think I'm up. I'm down two and up about nine or something like that. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassie again. We're doing my predictions for 2009, reviewing what happened. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us. Ain't that what you said? Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me. I'm reviewing my predictions, the ones I made a year ago for 2009. And I'm repeating what I predicted and reviewing what happened and giving myself a score. How did I do with those predictions? And so I've already done several. And the one that I gave you half of before we went to the break is the Obama administration will push hard for health care reform in 2009. Boy, howdy, was I right about that one. Did he and the congressional leadership push health reform or what? And it's amazing to me that they didn't actually get more done than they did. It is out of the Senate on the way to conference between the two committees. Now, I didn't say that he would pass it. I just said he would push hard because it's not a law yet. It's got a lot more steps to go. But I said he would push hard, and so I got that one right. Next prediction, Al Franken. And by the way, we'll be hearing more about the health care reform issue in coming up. It'll be part of my 2010 predictions too. Al Franken, the next prediction, Senator, the former SNL comedian and Senate candidate a year ago. There was some question about who won the election. There were months and months, as it turns out, months and months of debate about and recounting and everything. But at this time a year ago, I predicted that Al Franken would become the next senator from Minnesota. And as you know now, July the 8th, 2009, fully 6 months after I predicted it, he was sworn in as a senator from Minnesota. So that's plus one for me. Much to the chagrin of Mr. Coleman, Senator Coleman. Next prediction, the Fed will nudge interest rates up in Q4, meaning at the end of the year, the Fed would nudge interest rates up. Well, what happened? That didn't happen. The Fed did not nudge rates up, and so I missed that one completely. And frankly, I don't know what it's going to take. Well, It's who knows when the Fed will do anything. Its interest rates are basically between 0 and 0.25% on the Fed funds rate, and just barely over 3% in prime. So it's going to take some inflation. It's going to take some inflation, but that's going to be kind of a good thing, because when we start to have inflation, that means the economy's turning around. Hopefully, it won't be stagflation. My next prediction: oil prices will average below $65 per barrel, for 2009. The reality, the 2009 average was 59.04 cents. $59.04 a barrel in 09. So I got that one right. And the next prediction, the electorate will rise up against the federal government over poor leadership and anti-growth policies. I saw this when the TARP money was being proposed in the fall of 08. I started seeing that people were getting discussion. This was with the Bush administration. And notice I didn't say anything about Democrats or Republicans. I said the federal government, I said the electorate would rise up over poor leadership and anti-growth policies, and they continued to do that in the first year of the Obama administration. And the reality is simply the Tea Parties. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them around the country during the year, and people can minimize those guys all they want, but those are real concerned citizens, and I don't think that's going to go away. And so because of that, of what happened, that was a plus one for me. The electorate did rise up, and I think it's going to continue to rise up, and we'll talk about that coming up in 2010. And my last prediction: Wall Street and Washington created most of the economic problems that we had in 09, but Main Street small businesses will lead us into the recovery. Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, is it, small business owners? I don't think there's any question about who will lead this economy out of this recession, into the recovery. It's going to be you, small business owners. And that's why I'm so proud of you. And I got that right. So as it turns out, after a bad 08 where I only went 7 for 15, I went 13 for 16. How about that? 13 for 16 in 09. I only missed 3 out of 16. That puts my 9-year average at 70%. That's like batting 700 in the major leagues, right? Oh, you're wondering about my accuracy? Well, how'd you do in 09? 2010 predictions coming up in a few days. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to wrap it up for this hour. I want to remind you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.